This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's your B-Morning Coffee Club. What are you excited for? You know, the Big Turkey Day is coming up. Then Black Friday is coming up. But You are motivated to get a new dryer because of the government?
Well, the state, I should say, at this point. New York State is trying to encourage us to get off of using so much gas and go more electric. With that being said, Jennifer Lukey, Saturday morning, I'm sitting there in bed drinking my coffee. She comes on and she's telling me about this new program that so many people qualify for. I was like, ooh, what are you saying, Jennifer? Steve, turn it up. If you are making up to $145,000 per year or under, you're eligible. Family of four. Not very many people make over $145,000 a year. So you could qualify for the appliance upgrade program. It's a heat pump dryer. It's just more efficient. It uses like 70% less energy than a traditional dryer. And I was like, I hate my dryer. I need all new appliances. I'm going to get on here and see if I qualify. So get on there, had to upload my taxes so they could see that I financially qualified, and then take a picture of my dryer. And Steve's like, oh man. I go, if that doesn't qualify us, I don't know what does. So that's the only two things we had to do. And what it does, it covers up to $840 of, it's a rebate. And you can take it like to Orville's. $840, pretty good chance. That's going to cover all of your dryer. So, and it's, you do need a 220 outlet. However, there's also a stipend for local, you know, registered electricians that you can also get through that site if you need to put a 220 in downstairs. I already have one, so this is just perfect for me. But I really wanted to let you guys know, somebody's got to get it. Why not you?
And how can we make it easy for them to get more details?
All right. Text the word dryer into our text line, 585-252-9233. It will send you a direct link to the New York State's application, okay? Just wanted to make it super simple. Text the word dryer into our text line right now.
Here, it's game on. Brooks and Dunn versus Chris Stapleton. See, they are tied for first CMA awards. They each have 19.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe Brooks and Dunn's going to work on some new music to try to stay on top. You know Chris Stapleton's going to have something new.
Mm-hmm.
He probably has 300 songs ready to go for New Year. Brooks and Dunn better keep their game up to stay in that leaderboard. CMAs, 19 each. It is tied between those two.
I feel like Chris Stapleton like writes songs in his sleep. Like he just wakes up and there's like this, I don't know why. I'm sure it's not that easy, but it feels like he just has these amazing hits and he just makes it look so easy. You know, he's like, yeah, I'm here.
I'm going to love you. Yeah. The dog sleep on my pillow.
Yeah,
my
I think
throat.
This might be good. Like, oh, let's record this.
Another number one.
Yeah, look at that.
But your B-Morning Coffee Club. I zipped out for a quick weekend in Kansas City. My daughter Haley flew up from Phoenix. It was a girl's dad weekend. Both their birthdays are coming up in December. Just to find a cheap flight for the weekend, it was easy for me to get out this weekend. And so we go out to a sports bar on Saturday afternoon, getting some chicken wings, tossing back some adult beverages.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's of age. And I get in trouble with Georgia.
What's Georgia?
Well, I don't
like
know about
the state of Georgia
no.
or a person named Georgia.
Person named Georgia.
Oh.
I go to the restroom. Mother Nature calls.
Okay.
There's writings all over the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Georgia. Don't waste your time on the guy, Chris. He's a drug addict. Drop him. I go, my goodness. Is Georgia actually going to come in the men's room to read that? Huh. I wonder who Georgia is. Maybe I need to relay the message. from the bathroom. Are there messages on female bathroom walls? Do people write on the walls?
It's been a while since I've been in a joint with messages on the wall, but I'd be lying if I said there's not some out there.
It was a sports bar. But wouldn't that intrigue you if you were there and you're like...
Usually college towns for some reason.
Little divier places.
Yeah, college towns. When the floors aren't exactly level, that's where you might find a stall with some writing.
When the circle for the lock is missing and you just see the little like joint that you move with your finger because you can't turn it.
You might see some writing on the wall there.
Yep.
That might have a message or two in the stall.
So I'm thinking to myself, I want to know who George is. I might have to relay this message. I'm just trying to help her. I don't think she comes in a men's room. So I get down at a table, and it's my two daughters and the one fiance. And I'm like, hey, you won't believe this message I saw. I'm going to ask where George is and tell the message. And they're like, what? And so I tell them the message I saw, and they're like, no, don't do that. Don't do that. Dad, stay out of it. Because they know I'm not shy. I'll bring it up. Who's Georgia? Here comes the server. Hi, I'm Georgia. And I'm like, and both daughters kicked me under the table at once.
No,
in sequence. Pop, pop. Yes. And I go, oh. She goes, are you okay? I'm like, oh, I just got, never mind. They're like, you better not.
And no. Say you didn't.
No, I bit my tongue.
Okay, good, good.
Oh, man, the shin shots hurt. One from each side, they kicked me, but they knew I was going to do it. And even at the end, I'm like...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Come on. And they're like, no, get out.
It's a terrible idea.
Dad, we'll pay. Go. Get out of the bar.
Right.
They didn't trust me at all that I was going to say something. Would you have done it?
No, absolutely not.
Oh.
I feel like I would have said something. What kind of coincidence is it that your server's name is Georgia? Obviously, she must work there if they're putting it on the wall. Like, they were hoping the message was left there to be relayed.
And all I was simply going to say is, Georgia, is everything okay?
Georgia, you need to drop him. He's no good for you. It's all written all over the wall.
Literally.
B-Morning Coffee Club cooking. Sometimes it's an epic fail. Sometimes it's an epic success. When I get in the kitchen, I just experiment and I taste along the way. If it's going bad, I try to fix it. But eventually, I might have to start over. Well, then there's pizza. You know what I mean? You got to call for the delivery. But I like trying, and I'm more successful than fails. You're just getting into cooking, being on your own, because you've been with roommates and mom and dad. What is helping you now more than ever?
Well, ChatGPT became my sous chef this weekend.
ChatGPT?
Yes, AI was brought into the kitchen. I'd made this brie and berry dip in the past, and why is that funny? Brie and berry?
I see the light above your head, like you're so excited, I can't wait to hear it. And the laugh just snuck out. Continue.
And it was very easy in the past when I made it. I just couldn't remember how long or how hot the oven needed to be. So I'm going through recipe after recipe. And you know when you pull up a recipe on Pinterest, you get the person's whole life story. You got 9,000 ads and you're just scrolling. And I can't get to the meat and potatoes of how long I got to put this in for and how much I need. So finally, after 5 recipes, I can't get any of the information. I go to ChatGPT and I say, ChatGPT, I have brie. I have berries. I want to make a brie berry dip. How long do I need to put it in the oven for? And for how long? I'm sick of looking at recipes. So it comes right up. 4 steps. Preheat oven to 350. Put brie and berries in dish. Leave it in 15-20 minutes. Put honey on it after. Boom! Done. I'm going to start asking ChatGPT for every cooking question I have.
Probably a good idea.
Well, it's able to scan every recipe in existence.
I like it simplified, straight to the point. Yeah. That's it. You can't mess it up.
And that's, I wonder if like, hey, I have this ingredient, that ingredient, and that ingredient. What do I do with it? If it'll put it together for me.
That's good. Why don't you try that right now? Let's all pick an ingredient. Pick one. Just any ingredient.
Pizza sauce.
Pizza sauce? I don't
know. Rice.
Peanut butter. You know, my favorite. Type that in. See what recipe it comes up with. We'll let you know
pizza
next.
Sauce, rice, and peanut butter.
Yes. Looking for the holidays with your B-Morning Coffee Club. TJ, you're upset about what you see on social.
Yeah, well, don't tell me. Don't start your video on TikTok by going, you guys, this is so simple. Anybody can do it. And then start like with all of these fresh things that you need, like rosemary and some basil leaves and this and that. And I'm like, then they got this enormous pot that nobody owns a pot that big. Nobody does. And they're like, okay, and then we're going to brine. I'm like, wait, back it up. What's brine? What do you mean brine? Then we're going to brine for at least 12 hours. I'm like, so if I go to TikTok, I got to have at least 24 to 48 hours notice because everything always has to sit for a certain amount of time.
Mm-hmm. And if it's not in powder form, you don't have it to make it.
Well,
is that what you're saying?
It's always, I don't know, their idea of, you guys, it's so simple. Don't say it's simple. Say you're going to like this, but don't call it simple because that's
TJ's like
subjective.
I didn't see you open a package and put it in the microwave. No. What do you mean easy? No, I don't see that. We just ChatGPT, you said you got help on a recipe. And then we threw out there, okay, mm-hmm. maybe this is the way. It goes straight to the point. And you came up with what ingredient?
Pizza sauce.
I had rice.
I had peanut butter. What did ChatGPT say we could create?
Combining pizza sauce, rice, and peanut butter might seem unconventional, but you can make an Asian-Italian fusion rice dish. It came up with spicy peanut butter pizza rice stir fry.
Yes!
Rice, pizza sauce, peanut butter, soy sauce, chili flakes, diced vegetables, add some protein, some chopped peanuts, and then fresh herbs. Boom! Done!
See, those fresh herbs. They've always got that too, right? So we got three ingredients, but then you got to add all these other ingredients. You're like, well, wait a minute.
Well, only if you want some extra flavor. I mean,
yeah. Or you could just eat peanut butter with pizza sauce and call it good.
That would be a choice.
That would.
I like that. Please send me that recipe. Thank you.
Oh my gosh.